Hello everyone. My name is Daher Asmat. I'm with ICANN. I'd like to welcome you all to the call today. This is the second webinar that we hold for the Middle East community on the subject of the IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability. We held the first webinar back in December, and since then much has happened. We've seen proposals coming in from the numbering community, the protocol parameter community, the naming community. We've seen many discussions taking place at the ICANN 52 meeting in Singapore early February. Those discussions took place during the various working group meetings from the Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the ICG, the community, the cross-community working group, the CWG, and the Cross-Community Working Group on Accountability, the CCWG. We have three speakers on our call today. Teresa Swinehart from ICANN. She's the senior advisor to the ICANN president CEO. And then from the ICG side, we have two members of the ICG group, Manal Ismail from Egypt, NTRA, and Mohammed Bashir from ICT Qatar, or the Telecom Regulatory Entity in Qatar. So we're going to start with Teresa. Teresa is going to provide an overview on the process, both the IANA transition and the accountability. And, you know, also she will let us know where we are on both processes. Then both Manal and Mohammed will provide more details to the work of the ICG regarding the review of the proposals, discussions that took place in Singapore, and afterwards, as well as next steps. So, Teresa, I'll hand it over to you. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bahar, and thank you for the team. Can everybody hear me okay? Does it sound? I'll assume that's a yes.
Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to go through some of the slides will look a little bit familiar. I'll run through those a little bit more quickly and then get to an update. And I know that Manal and Mohammed are focusing very much on the ICG as well, so I don't want to repeat anything. So we've had quite a bit of activity. It's been close to a year since NTIA announced its intention to transition the stewardship role it has in relation to the IANA functions to ICANN and the multi-stakeholder community. And an enormous amount of work has occurred throughout this time by the community, by the respective operational communities, in what's been very importantly an open and transparent way. So this has been very important also for ensuring global engagement. I think it's important just to remind very quickly around the criteria and the principles that had been put forward when NTI announced its intention to transition its stewardship role, as these are going to be continued points of reflection moving into also the finalization of any proposal that may exist in finalization across the board with regards to what a proposal looks like. And these principles, you know, while applicable also for the immediate situation, are things that are very, very important for the future. And so we have to be looking at these in the context of, you know, not just tomorrow or next year or the year after, but also in the context of 20 years from now or 50 years from now, and ensure that these principles are being adhered to. And just to go through them, obviously the proposal has to have broad community support, but it really needs to look at support in enhancing the multi-stakeholder model across the board. Very importantly, maintaining the security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet DNS. So that's also around issues of capture, you know, areas to ensure that there's accountability, ongoing security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet DNS across the board. It needs to meet the expectations of the global customers, obviously, and partners of the INS services. So those are the operational communities that are working very hard on what their expectations are with regard to the performance aspects. And it needs to maintain the openness of the Internet. And also just to reinforce the support in enhancing the multi-stakeholder model, it really was specified that no proposal will be accepted that replaces the NTIA role with government-led or intergovernmental organization solutions. So I think it's good for us just to keep these in mind and keep reminding ourselves about them because they're important principles. I'm not going to delve too much into the work of the ICG, but the IANA Coordination Group is the group that's coordinating the input from all the proposals from the operational communities, putting that together and finalizing that for meeting the criteria that have been set out by NTIA. And ICANN, as an organization, serves as a facilitator for this process and supports the ICG in the context of its work. These are some of the tasks of the ICG. I won't jump into those in detail because I know that that's coming up next. On the request for the transition proposals, ICG had issued an RFP. It has received input from the number resource community, so that is the IP addressing, and the protocol parameters. The naming community is still working on their proposal. And I'll just dive into these a little bit more deeply. So the naming community, actually there's a call going on in parallel right now for the work of the cross-community working group for the naming community. They have been working very hard since the ICANN meeting in Los Angeles, so last fall, and had put out a first draft for public comment in December, which has received quite a bit of input and dialogue and discussion. And they continue to do their work in order to try to pull together what would be a second draft proposal, which they hope to complete for public comment by the early April timeframe. And in this revised proposal, based on the feedback they received, they're really focusing in on some of the operational aspects that are necessary for the naming community for a proposal to submit that to the ICG. And right now they're focusing on some key elements such as service level expectations, independent appeals mechanisms, and potentially looking at a customer standing committee in order to also ensure that service level expectations are being met and to serve that kind of role. They will be holding a face-to-face meeting in Istanbul later this month, and the hope is that they will have a proposal ready to go in order to provide that to the ICG. And I note I should speak more slowly, so I'm sorry. The number resourcing community had already submitted its proposal to the ICG. This has been pulled together by the five regional internet registries, namely the RIRs, that formed a team called the CRISP team to develop their proposal. And this was done in an open and transparent manner, and all their information is archived on the list. And some of the main elements of their proposal include ICANN to continue as the INA functions operator, looking at strengthening service level agreements in relation to the INA numbering service operator, and the exploration of establishing a form of a review committee with representatives from the RIRs to review the INA functions operator's performance. And whether it's meeting any identified service level agreements on that. So those are some of the highlights of what their proposal captures. On the protocol parameters community, so the work of that was done within the context of the IETF, they likewise have finalized their proposal and submitted that to the ICG. They worked likewise in an open and transparent manner. And all of their lists and everything have been archived, and that information is available. And the key elements of their proposal, just the highlights, but one can read the text itself, include no new organizations or structures are needed. The current system has worked well. And that in the absence of the contract with NTIA, a few arrangements would need to be added to meet expectations around protocol parameter registries, clarification that they're in the public domain. And also they identified principles to guide the future of IANA performance metrics and operational procedures and listed several principles there that they would use as a basis for the performance of the metrics and the operational procedures to guide that work. So I'd encourage everybody to look at the two proposals that have already been submitted and see what has been put forward to the ICG itself. Now, separately, as we talked about earlier, in light of the changing historical relationship with the U.S., the question around is there anything that's necessary for enhancing ICANN's accountability? ICANN has strong accountability mechanisms in place, whether through its bylaw procedures or its organizational review mechanisms or the reviews under the affirmation of commitments, namely around transparency and accountability, often referred to as ATRT. But in looking at the changing relationship, is there anything else that needs to be put into place for the perceived backstop role that ICANN has or anything else, the perceived backstop role that the USG has or anything else? So for this work, ICANN with the community is supporting a cross-community working group on accountability. That group is focused in on two work streams. One, on which mechanisms need to be addressed specifically in light of the changing relationship, and then work stream two, in order to capture any other issues that may need to be addressed in the future but are not directly related to the transition itself. There's external advisors that have been added to this group to look at best practices from other institutions and organizations. And the ICANN board has a liaison to this group, specifically in relation to the work they're doing. This is just some statistics about the group and the number of participants and members. It has now taken the work around the work stream one, so to speak, and divided that between community empowerment mechanisms that need to be looked at and issues around review and redress. What they've also done is identified a series of what's called stress tests to test against the mechanisms and see if they serve for the long-term accountability of the institution and of, frankly, any mechanisms in relation to the transition itself. So these apply to ICANN, but I think as we heard, in the context also of, if anybody was listening to the hearings or had the opportunity last week that occurred in the U.S., the accountability structure has to be applicable across the entire context of the proposal itself. And so these are important areas to look at. Just to delve down a little bit deeper around community empowerment, these would include mechanisms for the community to hold ICANN accountable and to look at how to develop those. And then on the review redress, enhancing the existing accountability mechanisms around review and redress and to develop a standard against which ICANN's actions could be evaluated. And the list of the risks and methodology for stress testing would be, I'll get to those in a second, include sort of a range of areas. On community power, some examples would include strengthening the currently existing mechanisms for approving and rejecting the budget, mechanisms to approve or reject bylaw changes, mechanisms to review and redress board decisions, or any actions that are outside of ICANN's mission, or also potentially the ability to remove board members in extreme situations. And it's fairly common in situations where there's an escalation and a significant failure to perform, that instead of changing institutions, one changes the leadership in the context of the board, and so that's being looked at as well. And over here, you'll see expected descriptions of what some of those areas could look at. And again, these community discussions are still underway, and nothing's been finalized yet. I had mentioned the context of stress testing mechanisms itself, and here are some examples of the categories that would be stress tested against. And they include, situations around financial crisis or insolvency, situations, for example, failure to meet operational obligations, legal or legislative actions, failure of accountability in any of the broader areas, or failure of accountability to external stakeholders. So these are some of the buckets and categories in which stress testing is being looked at, and those five categories are then divided into a total of about 25 other topic areas and subtopic areas. The timeline, this slide is unfortunately a little bit difficult to read, but the expectation of this group is that they will, likewise, they'll be meeting in Istanbul at the end of this month and come out with a proposal that would be available for public comment in the early part of April, with the anticipation to submit it and finalize it and provide it the recommendations to the board for adoption at the upcoming ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires. So on the ICANN website, you'll see the IANA Stewardship Transition site that also has a link to the work around the accountability, and there you can find all the information with regards to both the stewardship process itself and then also importantly to the accountability process and how to participate in any of those. And with that, I hope that's a helpful update of where the work is since our last webinar, and I'm happy to take any questions at any time.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. This was very helpful. I think we're going to proceed with the second slide deck from ICG. This is an update that both Mohammed and Manal are going to provide. And then we'll have the question and answer session right after that. So let's carry on. So I think, Mohammed, you are next, right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Bahir, and hello, everyone. My name is Mohammed Al-Bashir. I'm one of the co-chairs of the ICG, and I will be providing you an update of where we stand currently within the process. As Teresa has mentioned, the ICG has received two proposals of the three proposals from the operational communities. We have received protocol community proposals to a process for proposal development led by IETF, and we have received that on the 6th of January. For the numbering community, the RIRs have submitted their proposal to ICG on the 15th of January. And we're still waiting for the names community proposal, which is currently being developed through the CWG process. If you recall, the deadline, the initial deadline for the submission of the proposals was 15 January. And as you know now, the NAMES community is still working on its proposal, and there's progress has been made, and it's really complex issues are being discussed between the different stakeholders. And it's currently in the draft stage. For the timeline, the initial ICG timeline was that we received the proposals by the 15th of January. And currently, with the two proposals that we received, we have already started the process of evaluating those proposals. And the target is to achieve, let's say, maximum progress with the current proposals while waiting for the CWG or the main community proposal to be finalized and submitted, to be evaluated against the two other proposals, which hopefully we can already now progress in this evaluation. So we'll continue following up, and we're doing now with the CWG to monitor and see the progress of the proposal development. We're currently also revising the timeline, and we'll be taking in consideration comment periods. It's important for the ICG to have a proper comment period, which is for the final proposal, which gives the internet community and the public a chance to review the final prepared proposal. So currently, we have finalized the two first steps of the proposal assessment or evaluation, which is basically we look to each proposal individually, and on the individual proposal assessment, we focus on how open was the process for developing the proposal, and how inclusive was that process, and does that proposal obtain the required consensus from the community who submitted the proposal. And also we're looking at the content of the proposal. Is it clear, is it complete in terms of matching that to the RFP requirements? And also does it meet NPIA criteria, which is Fraser has mentioned previously. And we move to the second stage of assessment, where we did assess the two proposals currently we have, and we looked at the main proposals and the protocol proposals, and we identified one issue related to the IANA trademark and IANA.org, the main name, which is was identified in the protocol proposal, and we did request the communities to consider this issue and maybe come back to us with a unified response or an approach regarding the trademark, IANA trademark issue. We also reviewed the accountability mechanism which is proposed on those proposals, and as well the workability of the current proposals. The two proposals actually, they're not suggesting a new entity or a new mechanism to manage or to replace NTIA. The two proposals are considering the current organization ICANN as to continue doing or to be doing in the NTIA role in the future. Here you will find resources that might be useful. ICG website, and currently, by the way, ICG is building a new website which will be announced maybe soon. And you can have, here you have the link as well to the ICG mailing list, which is public and archived. And also we have a Dropbox where the documents developed can be, let's say, viewed. And all for the transparency of the process, all the meetings are recorded and the transcription and the minutes are already public, available and archived. So with this, I'll hand it over to Manal to continue the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mohammed, and thank you, Teresa, for also setting the scene for this So can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Just to provide a few highlights from the Singapore ICANN 52nd meeting, which despite the fact that many of the points were mentioned before, but again, it was good to have everything explicitly mentioned to make sure that everyone is on the same page and people have a common understanding of what's being expected. So there was the ICANN board statement, and this is already linked in full to the title of this slide, so if anyone would like to go through the statement itself as it has been read. It mentioned two main points, the proposal itself and the submission of it to NTIA. So the statement stated that both proposals on transition and accountability are expected to be submitted roughly at the same time, and that the final proposal should take into account accountability mechanisms that are being proposed by the cross-community working group on accountability. It also mentioned that proposals will be forwarded promptly and without modification to the NTIA, and that any accompanying comments will be on points that were already shared and discussed with the community. So the next slide basically summarizes other points that were also highlighted by NTIA's interventions, Secretary Strickling, in more than one session, actually. And again, there are hyperlinks to the transcripts of two of those sessions, the GAC session on the Sunday morning and the information session that was also held on the Sunday afternoon. So first on the Congress, as you may have heard, the Congress has put a condition that will restrict NTIA from using appropriated dollars to hand over their stewardship role of the IANA functions during fiscal year 2015. And what was clarified during the meeting in Singapore that what's clear from this act is that the transition won't happen prior to September 30th, 2015. But that beyond that, this doesn't really impose any additional requirements or restrictions. Also, on the other hand, it was also mentioned that despite that the Congress does not have a role in terms of approving the transition plan itself yet, members of the Congress are quite interested in the topic and will certainly want to hold hearings on the proposals when it comes in. So again, representatives of the community should be ready and are expected to be able to answer their questions and concerns. On the second bullet, which is NTIA's participation and the feedback that the community expects from NTIA throughout the process, it was made clear that NTIA will be providing informal feedback in the form of asking questions so as not to interfere in any way with the deliberations of the multi-stakeholder community or with the open and participatory process that's taking place. And I believe this gives special weight to those questions that were posed by the NTIA, and we should keep them in mind and seriously consider them in compiling the final proposal. With respect to the accountability aspect of this whole exercise, then again, it was highlighted several times by NTIA as well as by ICANN board, that the community needs to come up with a complete comprehensive proposal on both the IANA functions as well as the ICANN accountability. It was also noted that there seemed to be some overlap between the accountability discussions taking place at the CWG, which is the Cross-Community Working Group for the NAMES Community Transition Proposal, and those taking place within the CCWG, the Cross-Community Working Group on Accountability. And that the community should think how to most efficiently move those discussions forward and avoid any duplication in the work done. On implementation, the question of implementation was posed several times, and whether there had been any discussion or any estimate of the length of time it might take to implement the proposals that have been put on the table. And it was explicitly advised that implementation has to be factored into the time frame for the transition. Also, the testing was equally highlighted and the importance of conducting stress testing of any proposed solutions that and this is basically in order to give confidence that the ultimate proposal will actually work. It was also highlighted that this will facilitate NTIA's review of the final proposal. And normally discussions also address the expected transition plan or proposal. And it was made clear that the ultimate proposal has to cover both IANA functions as well as ICANN accountability, has to provide detailed answers to all NTIA criteria, has to be well thought through and can stand up to questions and inquiries that it will generate, and has to preserve ICANN as a multi-stakeholder organization outside of government control. So basically, it has to be a single plan, tested and validated, developed through an open and transparent multi-stakeholder process, and has the broad support of all stakeholders. For the deadline, again, which was already raised before and reiterated this time as well, that with respect to the submission date, it was also made clear that there is no hard and fast deadline, and that September 2015 was put as a target date, because this is actually when the period of the contract with ICANN will expire. And it was reiterated that if the community needs more time, then this time should be taken, as NTIA has the ability to extend the contract for up to 4 years, but again they can extend it for less based on agreement with ICANN. I have to say also that the importance of the community continuing to work with a sense of urgency was also underlined. So again, if we can extend the, if NTIA can extend the contract, this doesn't mean that the community can just slow down and maybe take 4 more years to accomplish this. And last but not least, was the ICANN board participation. Again, the NTIA mentioned that all stakeholders need to have a voice in this process, including the leaders of ICANN, who of course are stakeholders and community representatives, and have an important role in helping to inform the overall process. So with this, I'll hand it back to Baher and happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Manel. Thank you, Mohammed. Okay, now we're ready to take questions. So floor is open. If anyone has any question, please introduce yourself, your name, and speak loud to the mic. I can see questions coming in the chat room, so I'm happy to read out the question. It's by Philip Shepherd from BRG. Question, the IANA transition group, CWG, proposed a MRT, multi-stakeholder review team. This board oversight body, MRT, seems to duplicate the work of the broader accountability CCWG group. How is this duplication being resolved?
So, Baher, can I try to provide?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
An answer. Yes. Okay. So, this is Manel again. I think this is being resolved between the two groups. We need to make sure that the ICG, as has been formed and as mentioned within its charter, will not pick or select or do things that has to do with the content itself. So far, we will be assembling the received proposals. So far, we only received two proposals, as Mohammed mentioned, the protocol and the numbers. So despite the fact that we are following closely the names, discussions and the accountability discussions, yet it's not submitted yet. With what we have in hand, there is nothing, no duplications yet. It's only, as again was highlighted in Mohammed's slide, only the ICR issue of the IANA that was identified as a point that needed to be clarified between the numbers proposal and the protocol parameters proposal. But again, I think there is close coordination between the names, CWG and the CCWG accountability, and I hope this is going to be resolved within the community. If not, then when it comes to the ICG, again, we will try to highlight this back to the community and have this resolved, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Manel. Teresa, do you want to add something?
Sure. I mean, I think Manel covered everything. The one thing to just highlight as well is that the CWG naming group has not finalized its proposal in any way. And so there's still many areas that are under discussion. So what evolves with some of the proposals is obviously for the community and that working group to be discussing. And as Manel had also highlighted, there's very strong coordination between the accountability cross-community working group and the naming cross-community working group on areas that may have overlap with each other to ensure that each is addressing the appropriate areas, and the naming community really focuses in on the operational and needs of the naming community with regards to the NTI stewardship transition. So these are still works underway, and the coordination is very strong there.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, the following question comes from Zakir. Zakir is an ICANN fellow from Pakistan, and the question reads, compared to the Americas and EU, in Africa and the Middle East, there is a lack
Okay, so I think we lost Bahar, so I will cover up the I'll read the question instead. So we have a question from Zakir saying that compared to the Americas and EU and Africa and the Middle East, there is a lack of awareness of the IANA transition process, importance to the broader evolution of the Internet. My question for the experts here is how is do we make sure that there is active input from stakeholders in the ME region? And he says maybe Theresa can shed some light. So Theresa?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think that events like this and webinars and awareness are very important. And then really looking at encouraging your colleagues and your counterparts to be, first of all, aware of the dialogues, but also, importantly, the openness of each of the works and their transparent conduct to be participating and to be providing input into the respective processes themselves. And as stakeholder groups, maybe contacting your counterparts in other regions to make sure that, you know, if for example, I don't know, the business community has representation or participation on a group, that their role as members is also to reach out to the broader community that they are working with within that stakeholder group to ensure that the representation is as broad as possible. So I think that there's you know, several areas. One is just become involved and join the lists and the open participation, raise issues, and also work with your counterparts who may be representing on different member organizations, or ensure that you also have participation from that standpoint. But anything we can do to help facilitate the engagement, please let us know. Obviously, we're doing the web streaming and the ability to participate in any of the conference calls and all of that. But if there's anything that can be thought of that could help ease the participation in addition to that, please do let us know.
Thank you, Theresa. I'm back on the line. Just to add to what Theresa said, and thank you, Zaka, for your question. So I agree that there is, of course, lack of awareness and maybe lack of participation in some regions compared to others. What we are keen to do in the Middle East, and we've been doing this over the past few months, is that in every sort of outreach activity that we do, like the one we did in Pakistan a few weeks ago, that we bring this topic to the table and we make sure that we update the participants, the community members on the process and to explain what the process is about. We've done this at the workshop in Pakistan. We've done it in other individual meetings with the business stakeholders, with the ISOC chapter, and so forth. Also, next week, we're going to have the DNS forum, the Middle East DNS forum in Amman. One of the sessions will be dedicated for the IANA transition and ICANN accountability processes. We'll have a full session on this topic. And then the technical community in the Middle East under the leadership of Ripe NCC are organizing the MENOG meeting in early April in Dubai, and there is also going to be a session on the same topic. So we're keen to have this regular update, you know, in each and every meeting and outreach activity that we either organize or participate in. And of course, with that also, we expect more questions to come from the community so that we can clarify the issues more and hopefully see sort of, you know, participation and more engagement from the community side in the process. Okay. Any other
Bahar,
comments?
Can I?
Sure.
Yes,
yeah,
can I just very quickly add to this, to what you have, you and Theresa have already mentioned? I also try to extend this information and share the mails on mailing lists of non-ICANN participants. So despite the efforts of Fahd disseminating every single piece of information on all mailing lists, I also try to complement this with the few remaining lists that also include people who don't normally participate to ICANN meetings. So hoping that this would also trigger some views and some discussions also even from non-ICANN attendants. And I have already shared this webinar information also on a few such lists. Thank you.
Thank you, Manel. Any other questions or comments? We still have time.
Dahir, it's Mohammed here.
Mohammed, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we all observed a warm welcome of the NTIA announcement, especially from the developing countries, when the announcement was done. Now we are in the process, and I think as well that in the coming period, when ICG receives the NAMES community proposal and starts working on the final proposal and also maybe and putting that to the comment period or comment for the whole community and public to see, there will be a chance really, I think, to reach out. And I encourage Jack really to start following up the work of the ICG, either by participating in the call or just being part of the mailing list. So just to be updated and as well contribute in the coming period of comments when the final report is prepared.
Thanks, Mohammed. Any other questions or comments? I can see someone is typing in the chat room, Hisham Abdi Yazid. I'm not sure whether, yeah. So, okay, so Hisham Abdi Yazid from Egypt, he says, I understand the final proposal will be submitted from ICG directly to NTIA. Could you please elaborate on the process from there? Manal or Mohammed, would you like to take this?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. So, as per the NTIA, the ICANN board has to submit the final proposal to the NTIA. And this was a point that took some discussion, and as I mentioned, it was highlighted several times in more than one venue that the ICANN board will submit the proposal as received without any modifications, and if there is anything or any accompanying comments or communication that's going to be transmitted to the NTIA along with the proposal, it's going to be discussed with the community first. So, again, the ICG will compile the final proposal, submit it to the ICANN board, and then from the ICANN board to NTIA. Did I answer your question, Hisham?
Yeah, so Hisham said yes.
Yeah.
Mohammed or Teresa, do you want to add something?
It's Mohammed here. I think this I would like just to add, say that ICANN board chairman Steve has a statement about this question specifically, and he assured, I think, all of us in that statement that ICANN board is already following up the process and will be providing commence to ICG process through the liaison, or even give a heads up if there's any comments or issues that need to be addressed. And they're going to review the proposal and submit it as it is to NTIA. I think that statement was assuring to the community that the outcomes will be submitted through the whole process, just the bottom-up exercise that has happened, and the different communities will be submitted to the NTIA editors.
I can see a follow-up question by Hisham. How about the question reads, how about the accompanying comments? Would that also be compiled by the ICG or the board?
Mohammed, from what we also understood from the board, that will be submitted from the board.
Okay.
So can I just clarify from Hisham, does he mean a community comments or the board comments or what we were referring in the slides is any further comments that the board might need to submit. I mean, the proposal could be submitted as is without any comments. If the board have any comments, they will discuss those with the community and attach their comments to the final proposal. So this is the board comments, just in case they have any accompanying communication to attach to the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Okay. Hisham, I hope this answers your question. I see also that Mohammed al-Bashir is writing something in the chat room to clarify further. Okay, any other comments or questions?
Beher, can I just also encourage everyone to go through the frequently asked questions of the ICG that we have on the website, which also provides an opportunity to submit your own question if you have one, so we can keep the discussion even between the webinars. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. I think this is a good suggestion. I'm going to try to find the link of this FAQ and put it in the chat room. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, we'll provide the link. I'm just trying to find it out. If anyone is faster than me, please go ahead and just put it on the chat room. More questions, more comments? I can hear none. So I think we can bring this webinar to closure, and still looking for the FAQ link.
Beher, I already pasted
You did?
In
okay,
the chat.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Manel. All right, I can see one more question by Francisco. So we can understand after the transition, numbers will be with SLA and names are under discussion. Teresa, do you want to take that?
Sure. If I understand it correctly, the two operational proposals that have been submitted to the ICG outline the next steps for them in the context of the transition and looking at also how to strengthen their SLAs and relationships with the IANA functions and their existing work. The naming community is still discussing their proposal and what elements that they see will be needed in their proposal to be submitted to the ICG. So they've not finalized their work. I hope I understand the question correctly. The outline and the proposals themselves are covered in both the IETF and the in the protocol parameter and in the IP addressing community proposals.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay. So Francisco just confirmed, fully understood. Excellent.
Great.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, so I think that was a very useful update. Thank you very much, Teresa. Thank you, Manal and Mohammed. Thank you, everyone, for participating. And we will keep updating you on a regular basis on the two processes, the IANA and the IANA transition and the ICANN accountability. Thank you very much and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.